This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Governor Jared Polis has signed a bill that pushes a Front Range passenger rail line closer to reality. CPR's Nathaniel Miner reports.
The bill creates a new government district that covers the Interstate 25 corridor and all the cities along its path. That new entity will have the power to ask voters to raise sales taxes to fund a new train line. It could get federal money from Amtrak, too. Every penny will be needed. It could cost a few billion dollars and likely more. The governor says rail would help reduce carbon emissions and offer an alternative to congestion on I-25. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
The state of Colorado says it's on pace to hit a key vaccination threshold set by the Biden administration. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
That threshold is 70% of adults receiving at least one dose of the COVID-19 vaccine by the July 4th holiday. So far, 69.64% of Coloradans 18 and older have gotten it. That level falls short of states in the Northeast, but is better than other states in the western U.S. except New Mexico. Because reporting of vaccinations can lag by 3 days, it's possible the numbers through July 4th won't be reported until after that. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
For Metro Denver, possible thunderstorms this evening and overnight. For Grand Junction, just a slight chance of storms. Right now in Denver, it's 80 degrees. In Parachute, it's 84. This is CPR News.